He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, I better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Let me be the first to wish you all a happy Football Wednesday. From Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, going to talk some Browns ball and just football in general. Big NFL topic, of course, the Peyton Manning release from the Colts. That'll be discussed in this hour as well. Jim Donovan, the Browns play-by-play voice, will be aboard with me to hit that topic and others as it pertains to the Browns. Got so much to talk about. We're going to do it over the course of a couple of segments. And then a nice little interesting piece, a little off the beaten path. We're going to talk with Kent Johnston. Now, if that name isn't familiar, it should be. He is the Browns' strength and conditioning coach. Again, you don't hear about him as much as you do, certainly the guys who coach the positions. But Kent, a very important man in this Berea outfit here in terms of getting guys to their maximum potential physically. I mean, that's his job, working with each individual player on strength, on conditioning, on, you know, you mention it, and that's what it is flexibility and speed and all the things that players need to have to perform at their best. So Kent Johnston's going to talk about his job and talk about what the offseason means with regard to that particular role, the time that is gone on since the start of the offseason until April 16th, when players are due to report to their respective teams throughout the National Football League. So we'll have that as well. We also take your questions here. You submit them via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You also can get to us via voicemail, leaving a voicemail message with a question or a comment. And that is via 855-363-2459 or locally 440-824-6138, as this gentleman has done.
Yeah, my name is Scott. I think the Browns draft need offensive line help, especially Mike Adams of Ohio State, who plays left tackle. But he can play right tackle because, it's not the quarterback situation. It's the line that holds up. And the line holding up for Colt McCoy. I mean, no matter who the quarterback is, the line doesn't hold up. The offensive line during a long day. So I think they should have offensive linemen help in this year's draft. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, and thank you very much. We appreciate the calls. We appreciate the voicemails. And your point about building from the inside out is the sound way to go with any football team. Your point that if the quarterback is protected, he performs better, that we would see a better Colt McCoy with a better line in front of him. There's validity to that. I will buy that. But I'll also buy that you need that line, even if Colt McCoy isn't your quarterback. Whoever the next guy is, you still have to address that in one shape or form. And I think it's possible to, if you want to, upgrade quarterback and upgrade the line, to do both, to have it all. Now, we talk about quarterback, and again, Peyton Manning's availability now as a free agent, officially released by the Colts today, or at least, now that he is, I think he's hit the waiver wire officially, is out there and signable to the rest of the National Football League. The Browns being one of the teams that people think should sign Manning, especially if you see what we see via our social media, via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Starting right off with this question, Facebook, Christopher. Will the Browns pursue Peyton Manning in free agency, and if not, why not? I say this. I don't think they will. I don't think he's a good fit. We're going to get into this with Jimmy Donovan, too, to hear his thoughts, and we'll go back and forth on it, perhaps. But my thinking is, at his age, with his health risk, with the fact that the Browns aren't in a quick-fix position. I think they're a team that has so much to repair and upgrade and fix and have the right people doing it. I trust that it can get done. I have faith that it can get done, but I don't like the idea of saying, let's put all the eggs in the basket of a quarterback we're not even sure is going to be able to play, take a hit, hold up, okay, at this with what he's dealing with, multiple surgeries on his neck. It's a big, dicey thing, and I think you can do more to potentially set yourself back when you're going down this road if you're a franchise that has as much building as the Browns have versus one that has fewer holes to fix and is looking for Manning to be the potentially the put it over the top guy. Now, I talked with Bill Polian, the former president of the Browns, of the Colts last night, formerly of the Bills, and our friendship goes back to when we were together in Buffalo. The guy who drafted Manning to the Colts, top overall, told me that he thinks Manning is going to continue to play. Told me he thinks Manning has something left in the tank to play. That's his opinion. He's not a doctor, but he's a guy who believes in his guy and believes when Manning relays to him that he feels good or is going to feel good enough to play. But I'm skeptical. I'm not all in, and I think you would have to be all in with a Peyton Manning. So that's my thinking on that one. All right, we have got much more coming up on the show. A conversation with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
I met a gentle barroom queen.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner base, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
At Walmart, you can save on prescriptions right where you save on everything else. Want to see for yourself? Take the Walmart Challenge. Switch to the Walmart Pharmacy for 1 month and compare prices to your old pharmacy. And ask your local Walmart pharmacist about their huge list of $4 generic prescriptions. Transferring is simple. Just bring in your prescription pill bottle or written prescription, and they'll take care of the rest. So give it a shot. With a healthy dose of low prices, you'll be feeling better in no time. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Sports Time Ohio is your home for MAC basketball. Tonight, starting at 7, turn to STO for the second round games of the MAC basketball tournament. Michael Ragai and Steve Mix bring you all the action. The MAC basketball tournament second round action tonight, starting at 7, only on Sports Time Ohio.
Hey! Vic Carucci here, welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, the first of our two with Jim Donovan, is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So happy to have with us now Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, a regular here on this show. Jimmy, how you doing?
I am doing great, Vic.
Great to have you with us. Lots of news in the NFL today with Peyton Manning's release. I don't even know if I could say it. Peyton Manning released by the Colts. I just didn't think a sentence like that was ever going to come out of my mouth.
Well, I would agree with you. I would never, ever imagine, like you said, Peyton Manning being released and being a free agent later in the afternoon. And the other thing I could not ever imagine seeing is a guy being released by a team appearing at the press conference where it is being announced that he's being released. That's how classy the Manning family has raised their children.
That's such a great point, because usually these things end badly.
Yeah.
They're endings, and therefore by nature in sports, in the NFL, they don't go well. And we've seen history show us where Joe Namath out of New York and ends up finishing with the Los Angeles Rams, and terrible ending to his deal. Johnny Unitas leaving the Baltimore Colts, ending with the San Diego Chargers. And they looked wrong in those uniforms. The situation was wrong because they were hurt. They were not the players they were. And the departures had a tinge of bitterness to them.
I'll tell you one that hits locally. The day that Bill Belichick cut Bernie Kosar. It was amazing day in Cleveland, and certainly in Browns history. Vic, I'm telling you, I felt like the city was going to go underneath martial law.
Really?
That's how it was.
Yeah.
I remember Bernie appearing. He did a Monday night radio talk show every Monday night, and he did it out at a Holiday Inn right off of Independence Rockside Road there. And I can remember him showing up, and the place was packed, and it was like he was walking into the ring in a big heavyweight championship fight. The aisles were ringed with fond wishers of him, and it was unbelievable, to the point where Bill Belichick had police protection on his street in Brecksville.
I heard about
those days following that.
Wow.
It was amazing. And that ended poorly, and it did seem weird the following Sunday to see Bernie wearing the star in his helmet as he played for the Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, these are certain sights, and one of Peyton Manning, whatever the next uniform is for him, if there is a next uniform, but it seems as if he's going that way. But to the point of how this was handled, and the word class keeps coming up over and over again, I give credit to Jim Irsay and the Colts organization for recognizing that this iconic guy, as important as he was, not just to the Colts, but to the entire city, to the entire state of Indiana, entire city of Indianapolis, the entire state of Indiana, that his presence meant so much to that team becoming what it became, the building of a new stadium there, the whole works. And to have him as part of his own departure, to get to say goodbye under those circumstances versus, say, a separate press conference held somewhere else. It was held there. It was held with the owner. That, to me, is class.
Yeah, I just thought it was perfectly handled on all ends, the Colts' end and certainly on Peyton Manning's end. But isn't it amazing, Vic, when you heard him speak and how proud he was and told the people, "I was so proud to be your quarterback." And you're right. I mean, that's a basketball state. Indiana is still a basketball state.
Right.
But he made it a football state and certainly a football city in Indianapolis. When the Colts got there, I mean, it was great having them. But, I mean, people were still wondering, how are the Hoosiers going to do in the Big Ten in basketball? But he made them, you know, product number one. And, I mean, we were there this year. And still, how many 18 jerseys were there?
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right.
But the other thing that struck me was how choked up he got when he was talking about the equipment managers,
the
trainers. I mean, that's how involved he was and down home he was with the family of the Colts.
He is that team. I wouldn't even say he was that team. He is that team. So
absolutely.
Until and if Andrew Luck, who is the likely successor here, does something special right out of the gate or for a prolonged period, like, say, 14 years, a better part of 14 years, he's going to stay that way and a very hard guy to replace. And you could say right now, irreplaceable, just in terms of what he's meant, his mark not only on the Colts, his mark on the entire National Football League. What's really interesting, too, about the guy and that history there, that because, again, the Colts are, Baltimore Colts, Johnny Unitas, all the folks that played on some of those great teams. But you also think about Manning and the history that's they're trying to build at Lucas Oil Stadium. There was a game a couple of years ago, a Monday night game. I was there, and the Ring of Honor, of course, has Manning, has Bob Irsay, the original owner
of the team, yeah.
and maybe a couple of other names, nothing significant in terms of names. And so afterwards, Manning comes up to me, he goes, you know, I got to thinking, and they had done, Tony Dungy had just been added that night to the Ring of Honor, so that's why the topic came up. He goes, I was thinking, what if we took our Ring of Honor guys and put them up against, like, the Green Bay Packers? Ring of Honor? He goes, we get our butts kicked really bad.
Absolutely, yeah.
I said, Peyton, the Ring of Honor is here. It's you, and it's the guys in this locker, Dallas Clark and all Jeff
Saturday.
I said, your names aren't up there yet, but I said, once you guys are up there, you'll do pretty well.
Absolutely. I mean, there'll be others coming. You're right. But they would do okay at quarterback, but you're right. They'd be a little thin in other areas.
They'd be a little thin in other areas. We are visiting with Jim Donovan here, the voice of the Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So the next question that this raises, the biggest question this raises for Browns fans, is should there be interest in this guy? Are the Browns going to pursue this guy? And my immediate sense, Jim, is that it doesn't make good sense, because I look at Peyton Manning at this stage of his career, and if there's still a career left, and that's the one reason why I'm not fond of this, because as much as I'm fond of Peyton, know him well, big fan of his, the whole idea that his health could still be an issue as to how well he could perform, and even if he can throw the ball well, this whole deal of nerves in your
right.
neck area, you start taking hits. That is an issue. The age is an issue to me. This is more of a quick fix guy on a team that has got a short path to getting where it wants to go. That is not the Browns.
No, I don't think so, and I think the Browns realize that. Now, what it will do for the Browns is it's going to clear up some traffic, I think. Other teams that are involved in the jam with them to possibly make moves to go up to number two in the draft, to possibly look at other quarterbacks in free agency before we get to April in the draft.
Right.
So it's going to define who the players are by the time the Browns make their move on whatever they're going to do at quarterback. But I think Peyton Manning's going to look at teams just like you say, and he's going to look at the team and say, potential teams, and say, are they close? Like, if I go there,
yeah.
am I going to be the thing that puts them over the top? Am I going to do what Kurt Warner did for the Cardinals when he went there and got them to a Super Bowl? Is he going to be able to do that for a particular team? And do they have some toys to play with? Do they have some weapons? And I think, you know, as much as teams are going to shop and take a look at him, I think he's going to, you know, take a look at them.
Yeah, this is the same guy. When he was coming out of college and ended up being the top overall pick of the Colts, they didn't actually interview him at the Combine. He interviewed them. In that 15-minute period, Bill Polian, their former president, vice chairman, and GM, whatever, he held all those titles, and the guy who drafted Manning tells me the story that we sat in that room, and Manning's got a legal pad in front of him, which he said he always carried with him through his whole career, and he had about 20 questions that the Colts had to answer for him.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of guy he is, the standard. And yeah, he's going to be selective, and you would think he's going to have to pick not only a place, as you say, that has surrounding cast that gives him the chance, but the coaching that yeah. gives him the chance, to the extent that, yeah, he can take, I guess, the direction and the guidance, but that's Peyton's show. It has to be a special kind of coach who's going to allow him to run the offense his way.
Yeah, because you're getting a quarterback and you're getting an offensive coordinator, too. And going back to the 20 questions there, I gather that they did not get that kind of process with Ryan Leaf.
Not only did they get that process, the Leaf story's even better. He didn't show up for the interview.
It wasn't that difficult
to
pick. Yeah,
he blew him off. Yeah, so the Colts said, well, let's see. Manning shows up and asks us questions. The other guy doesn't even show up.
Right.
The history sort of was going to tell itself. It was very telling what was going to happen as we saw unfold with Leaf being Leaf and Manning being the icon. So the rest of it is about free agency in mm-hmm. my mind as we look to next week and as we March 13th when it starts. If we, you say about Manning clearing things up to see who pursues him, and I guess for Browns fan, for the Browns and for their fans, the hope would be that, say, a Washington does go after
right.
the Redskins make their pursuit, and they're considered the only other quote front runner competing if the Browns are in competition for this to move up to number two to get Robert Griffin III. But the other thing that we'd look at is, would the Browns have interest in a Matt Flynn? And if indeed that's the case when free agency begins, because those are the high strike players that you're going to go for right away.
Well, and Vic, I think that the Browns Browns, you know, have to look at a situation at the quarterback position, and they have to do due diligence on every possibility that they can look at to try and help them at the position. So, yeah, if we get to April and they haven't done anything, I think it leads us into the belief that they're going to do something in the draft. But before that, as you said, and as early as next week, when free agency begins, I'm sure they're going to take a good look at that and say, yeah, do we take a look at Matt Flynn? Do we take a look at the rest of the crop that's possibly going to come out? And maybe there's a guy there that can fit. And then maybe we don't have to push the envelope in the draft and pay as much as we can. We're probably going to have to pay to get that pick, and we could get a quarterback a little later if we're so inclined to even get a quarterback, because they still have a young quarterback here.
Right. And yeah, this, none of this presumes that the Browns are going to make a move for a quarterback, but this is what, you know, this is what we're talking about, and it's certainly worthy of the attention and the discussion, because you have to think that it at least is under consideration. And knowing what Mike Holmgren has said during the offseason, his State of the Browns address after the season, when the offseason began, saying that this team getting a quarterback every year is the way it should be done.
Right.
It's the way he's always believed it should be done. So I'm holding him to that, and that's what I'm, you know, I'm looking to see. But other positions and the selective process that this team takes to free agency, Tom Heckert's approach as well, and in keeping with what we've heard from Mike Holmgren, that you just don't go out there and spend.
Right.
You target specific areas. So is free agency the place where this team could also, again, be looking at wideout, be looking at offensive tackle, be looking at some depth at linebacker, be looking for a pass rusher somewhere?
Yeah, I think that, number one, the first area that would strike me beyond quarterback, Vic, would be at wide receiver. I think a veteran wide receiver, a guy that's been in the league, maybe not a long time. I don't think you want to get somebody that's at the end of the road, but I think you'd like to get a guy probably coming off his first contract that would be out there and available, and that could come in and knows the game and could come in and immediately help you at that position. I think that that would be the first thing that I know. I would be happy to see them do that. I think that their quarterbacks who are currently here would be happy to see them do that, and I think the fans would be happy to see them do that. And then April comes, and maybe you add a young receiver. But yeah, I would think that wide receiver would be an area that right away that they would look for somebody that has played in the league, been successful in the league, and has still got years left in the league, that could come in and help Greg Little, and could help a guy like Cripps, could help Massaqua.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here. We're just getting started with this conversation on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Waters of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this segment, part two of our conversation with Jim Donovan, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Back with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jim, the move that was made with extending the contract of DeQuell Jackson, I think, made a pretty loud statement about how this team can have a very, not only the view of valuing a player who's important to you, but the open-mindedness about it. And I think it was DeQuell's reaction when turning to Mike Holmgren and basically thanking him at that news conference, and then to respect and appreciate the idea that he is valued enough by a regime that did not bring him in. That's right. Not the normal course in this game, especially for a player who knew he had one season on the field out of three.
Amazing, and a great day. I mean, a great day for him. I'm really happy for DeQuell because I know that he loves playing here, and I know it killed him to not play the 2 years before that.
Yeah.
I remember being out there a year before this last season on that summer night. It was an evening practice, Vic, and all of a sudden he felt something in the pec area, and he had just come back after having lost basically the entire season the year before,
right,
and how disappointed he was. And I'm sure that at that point you say to yourself, this is chronic. This is not going to get better. I can't play because I can't use my arm and
right,
I can't tackle. I might be done. Whether they're going to be in a 3-4 or a 4-3. And he was so close the year before that to getting a contract extension,
right,
and a
right,
bigger deal. But it was, everything was put on hold, that it's amazing the way he came back and got in there and played in a new defense with really a new coaching staff and played so well, and it was recognized and it paid off for him. And I think it's good because I think he's a leader, mm-hmm, and I think he even became more of a leader the more he played. But it's hard to be a leader when you're in the trainer's room.
No, you have to be a leader, you have to be
right
out there and be a quality player.
Absolutely.
Or no one follows. But, yeah, I think it does put him, it elevates his position in standing on this team because the Browns need more of those kinds of guys, and if anything, you need to, I think, train a stronger spotlight on a player who is that guy, that good, dependable, quality person, not only a talent, but a player who works at it and,
yeah,
and who takes that extra time in film study. I think the best thing he told me, we had a chance to visit on this show, was when the guys start coming back for the off season, getting them together to look at film and maybe just applying that standard of excellence of what you need to do to be a better football team, to improve on 4-12.
You know, and the other thing, Vic, is when you looked at last summer when the Browns made the commitment to Chris Gokong, a lot of people went, that's an interesting move. But as you watched him play, and I think with heightened confidence, mm-hmm, and loyalty to the club for what they did for him, Gokong gave them a really good season last year.
Yeah.
He had to end up going over and playing the other side when Fujita went out. But I think that was a nice mixture now with DeQuell and with Chris Gokong. And certainly I remember Gokong playing so hard and stubborn down on that goal line in Pittsburgh,
oh,
with
yeah,
that amazing goal line stand that they had over at Heinz Field. And that's what you need. I mean, they identify the guys that they think are going to be in there when it's really gritty and when
sure,
someone has to make a play. And you got to have that guy that makes the play. And I think they've identified those two guys. And they're on their way in that area.
We're visiting with Jim Donovan. Of course, he is the voice of the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The franchise tag that was placed on Phil Dawson, mm-hmm, and what we think that will mean in the long run. I mean, for players, for the most part, they would rather, of course, not have that tag. They want that opportunity to get the longer-term deal, which translates into more money and more commitment. At the same time, he was one of, what, about a half dozen kickers in this league that did get the tag. So you can sense the trend that was out there. The market, you know, from his perspective, and this doesn't necessarily make him feel better, but from a marketplace perspective, that was the marketplace. The marketplace was the entire league almost said all kickers in a final year of a contract, they're going to get tagged.
Yeah. Well, he's made himself irreplaceable here in Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much about knowing how to kick here, and certainly late in the year and field conditions and weather. I mean, he masters it. I mean, he really does. I'm sure others have stronger... year, consider what he did. But he also knows the science of kicking here, which is so important. Now, Vic, the last 2 years I have bought him farewell gifts. And, you know, because I've always thought the last game, hey, Phil, if we don't get a chance to see each other, it's been great. I mean, because it looks as though the last 2 years that's going to be it. And
he returned them to you?
He has returned them. And I know the only tough part for him about this, because I do believe he loves playing here, and he'd like to be here when this team does turn the corner and is good, and he'd be a big part of it. But I'm sure the tough part is mileage and separation from his family. His kids are going to school now, and I think they went to school down in Texas this past year, and so that's a different situation, and that's difficult. That's family. It all hits us at the heart and tugs at that when you do it. But he has definitely made himself, I think, irreplaceable with the Cleveland Browns right now for what he does and how well he does it. I can't imagine bringing another guy in here to try and do what he does and being as effective as he was.
Yeah, and there was no questioning the logic of this move, because you can't let go the most dependable player you've got in a role and on a team where even if you make major strides offensively, as this team is setting out to do for 2012, look at the league. The best and most explosive teams still need that guy who can make the difference wherever it may be, from 50 yards or whatnot. Yeah. You know, a close game. Special teams was the defining part of the postseason, right on through to the Super Bowl, obviously. So we know what that value is. The Browns certainly recognize that value. What it leaves now is the thought of where you go next with, say, Peyton Hillis, where you go next with other positions, including running back now in the draft. I mean, do you think it puts a higher premium on running back, or is running back to be treated the way this team was, you know, going to probably treat it all along, which I thought was, regardless of what they did with Hillis, they were still going to have to have to address it.
Well, they're going to have to address it. I don't know how high you go and address it, though. Once they get this offense running the way they want it to run, and I don't mean, you know, literally running. I mean, I think they want to throw the ball, and I think they want to throw it certainly much more effectively than they did last year, and for bigger chunks of yardage. I think they want to get chunks of yardage, not little nibbles of yardage. That's where I think that basically, you know, then the running back position probably, you know, not that it gets watered down, but it certainly just becomes, it doesn't become the big piece in the offense. It's just an important piece in the offense. And so I think that, you know, in the perfect world of what the Browns offense is going to be, you got to have a running back and you want him to be effective, but I don't think he is the offense like Peyton was 2 years ago here in Cleveland.
Sure. And as we also talk about this draft, and this will be endless conversation, but it is going to continue to get interesting. You got the St. Louis Rams trying to create a marketplace from now, and I don't blame them for trying to do that. I don't think it's possible necessarily to get it going. It sounds great in the media to say, you know, these are the things we'd like to do, or this is what we're hearing from these other teams, and whispering to a beat writer who covers their team all the various scenarios that they're hearing, whether those are true or not. You know, you're putting that out there just to get people, especially the teams involved, all fired up about what they might need to do to get a deal done. And I think for this team's part, for the Browns' part, I don't think they're flinching on this. I don't think there's any reason to blink now.
I agree with you. And here's the other thing that St. Louis must be careful of. You cannot go down too far, you know, in that first round.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting number two. The Browns are four. So if you go down to four, I mean, you're not a dramatic drop. But if you start dropping a little bit farther than six, where Washington is, now are you going to get the player that you really need. They need. They have needs. I mean, sure. St. Louis has needs like we have needs. I mean, sure. They need a wide receiver or two. They need an offensive lineman. They have to protect that guy, Sam Bradford. They have other needs. And, of course, they have Jeff Fisher in there now running the show. So you don't know what he's thinking. But that's the thing they have to watch out for. And that's where I think the Browns sit in a pretty good spot right now. Hey, we're four. Yeah. You know where we are.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
four.
And probably the perfect spot if you're looking for that playmaker guy who isn't a quarterback.
Absolutely. If you start going down to 8 or 10, you know, now you're, did you just make the deal to make the deal?
Right.
It's like when Eric Mangini made those deals out of the number 5 spot the year that he drafted and we ended up with Alex Mack. I mean, you're making deals, but at some point, you know, are you making them just to keep storing picks, or are you going to get a player that's going to help you? Now, Mack has been a very fine player for them, but, you know, there were a lot of needs that year for the Browns.
Well, great stuff, Jimmy, as always, and I thank you so much, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, Vic, look forward to it.
He is Jimmy Donovan. He is the voice of the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the gate.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card for Drug Mart cash or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
It's the safety of 24/7 roadside assistance. That's my AAA. Already a member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member? Make it your AAA right now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
During Fred Martin Superstore's Flashamania sale. Every used car price is slashed 10%, 20%, up to half off. Plus get 0% used car financing up to 60 months.
Over 1,500 vehicles to choose from.
Our great prices and huge selection have made us
Ohio's largest used car dealer.
Used Chevy Impalas, $120,000.
Flash.
Now only $9,800. You can have peace of mind buying one of our used cars.
Because you get a lifetime powertrain limited warranty and 3 years of oil changes.
All three. Plus get our exclusive used car,
no lemon
guarantee. If you buy a used car lemon from us, we'll buy it back. We'll show you
the Carfax history report
on every used car on our 14-acre lot for free. Credit problems? We'll show you how to get your loan approved.
Guaranteed.
Take a test drive and get a free AAA-approved roadside safety kit.
Fred Martin's Superstore in Barberton at exit 16 off I-76. FredMartinsSuperstore.com.
0% APR, approved credit up to 60 months. Maximum amount to finance is 80% of NADA loan value. Prior sales excluded, plus tax, title, and IP. Offer on select vehicles. Used vehicles over 8 grand. Documents for full details, lots of supplies last. One pair per family.
Hey, we appreciate that you're choosing to be with us here on this Wednesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now and more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. We're happy to have with us right now, for the first time, Kent Johnston. He is the Browns strength and conditioning coach. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vid. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And first thing, every team has a strength and conditioning coach. I know there was a time, and I've covered this league long enough to know a time before every team had one, and it was sort of like, okay, they got one, and then other teams would see their progress and want to copycat that, which is the way of the NFL. But it is a standard role in the NFL now, and has been for years. But what I'd like to ask you is, what's it entail? I mean, basically, give us a breakdown of your duties and such with the Browns.
Well, I think the best way to coin the term would be athletic performance. Anything that improves the athletic performance capabilities of our players, that's what I'm involved in. Improving movement, coordination, strength, speed, power, endurance, and applying them to the skill set that the player's going to have to demonstrate on the field. If we're not improving that skill set, Vic, then what we're doing is counterproductive to the players.
Okay. And you measure that, of course, in a systematic way. You've got your own terms in terms of each, and every guy's different and every position's different. So how do you go about quantifying that progress?
Well, that's a good question. And I got in it in that day and age you referred to earlier when you split duties. You were also a position coach, but you handled the strength and conditioning area. It was refined. It came to the point where the strength and conditioning or the athletic performance coach is actually its own entity. What we do now and what the players respect now, and more importantly, I think what they expect as professionals, is they expect individual programs. So we start with that. What Josh Cribbs may need is different, obviously, than a guy like Joe Thomas. They play different positions, and the skill sets required to play that position are different. So it's important we individualize and customize the player's routine. That's what they expect, and that's what they appreciate, because they know what it takes for them to play, and
right.
That's how we've got to go about it.
And that's the other part of this is the challenge, as I'm sure you're more than up to it and have overcome this maybe years ago, but as you said, from an era when it was a newer thing, when it was something that when the athlete arrived in the NFL, this was something new to him, that he was at an elevated level of training. Now, I mean, sure. When you think about these guys entering the NFL, their agents and the agencies that represent them have specific training centers getting them ready for the combine. So they're doing all this performance stuff, and I'm watching at the combine, as you did, Under Armour putting on these devices to measure all their different reactions physically to things. So it is a science and very sophisticated. So the expectation of the guy is you've got to do something for them that they already know is helpful, but they're expecting it to be taken to yet another level.
And that's exactly right. And our process here with the Browns, Rick Lyle, who is also a big part of our strength and conditioning, as is Joe Sheehan and his staff, we work really close together. I think the best way to tell the folks what we do here, Vic, is it's a lot like when you go to your doctor. We treat each one of our players that way. We're going to begin everything with an evaluation and an assessment, because that tells us what's needed.
Right.
After we perform these various evaluations and assessments, then over the years, comparatively speaking, we can take these results and know where they need to go. After that, it's just like the doctor, you're going to get a diagnosis, and then you're going to write a prescription, which in their case is a program that takes them to a higher level of development, hopefully.
And when we talk about the individual, so you get the guy who comes in as a rookie, and you decide that, the personnel department's decided that, okay, he's projected to fill this position. They like his skill set, all the things that they envision him becoming this key contributing player to the Browns. But he needs to get a little bigger. He needs to gain some weight. He needs to gain some muscle strength. And that's in consultation with you as you've done your assessment. How do you balance adding that strength and that weight to the guy by putting him on the program that's going to lead to that and making sure he can still be the fast guy they anticipate him being, or, yeah, or the quick twitch guy that they need to be? And where do those two things meet?
Well, this is kind of how I determine it. And I believe that the different skill sets, for instance, for our quarterbacks, the, you know, three-step, five-step drops, all the things that are rolling out, you know, the things that they have to do on the field. If what I'm doing in the weight room or on the field with their speed program or their change of direction program, reaction time, whatever it is, if that's not improving their specific skill sets, and going back to what I said earlier, it's really of no value. So in terms of putting weight on a guy and muscle on a guy, if that improves their skill set, that's exactly the direction we want to go. But if it's counterproductive, as you mentioned, you know, if a guy gets too bulky, slows them down, then we've really got to look at what we're doing in the weight room. Football players don't lift weights per se just to lift weights. The only reason for them to lift weights is to improve the skill set that they're displaying on the field.
That's a great point. Kent Johnston is our guest, the Browns strength and conditioning coach. So we're in the off season, and I want to back you up to when the off season for the Browns began after that final game, New Year's Day against the Steelers. From that point until now, what has been your process, your involvement with these guys, knowing that many of them are scattered? Some of them, you know, may or may not be coming back to the team. There's always change there. So how have you interacted with them, and what is the process? Because they aren't due into for the first time back here, not until April 16th.
Right. And to be real frank with you, Vic, it's because of the new CBA.
Right.
It's kind of a new venture for all of the teams in the league, and obviously we're included in that. And I can have actually very little involvement with them. By league policy, we can provide a program for them from February 1 up to the point in time they report back April the 16th.
It's a program that you can, like, send them, email them or whatever?
Right. We can email, we can send them the program, but they have to request it. It has to be voluntary, and they know that. We know that. So the players request this. I send it out to them. It went out to them the beginning of February. And they can choose or not choose to utilize that program, or they can choose to find somebody that might train them prior to April the 16th.
Okay.
And that April the 16th date is a date that the league has defined in which we may start our 9-week off-season program.
Okay. Is it fair to say that most of the guys voluntarily request their program?
Oh,
it helps them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, there's no reason not to, really.
And I think they believe in what we do and in the way we go about things. Rick and I try to be really transparent with the guys, and we try to break it down based on what that individual need is. And again, I think they appreciate that. So yeah, they've requested the programs. You know, hopefully they're using them.
And they're we got to hope that that's the case. And we assume again their careers are dependent upon their bodies, so they're pros.
They're pros.
And it would be foolish not to. The programs that you send, it's not a blanket program for everybody, are these tailor made again to position?
Well,
to athlete?
They're more group oriented.
Group oriented. Okay.
Position specific oriented. We can't get too specific and stay in policy with what the league has laid out there.
Okay.
So they have to be more of a group type of program,
group.
General type of program. Now, obviously, Vic, that changes the day they come in here.
All right, so tell us about that.
Well, because of the way it's set up, in the past, when you started your off-season program back sometimes in early March,
right,
you had a period of time to adapt to the programming. One thing that we've made clear to the players is when they hit it now, because we're coming in April 16th, they've got to be in a lot better condition. They've needed to have taken it upon themselves to come in, because we're not really going to spend time in an adaptation phase.
Right. You don't have time.
We don't have time. Now, we're not going to do anything that hurts the guy. But, again, it gets back to what you said about being a pro. Those guys are going to have to be professionals, and they will be. And they'll come in, and we'll hit it rolling, because the way that program is broken down is I have 2 weeks of the 9-week period in which the guys can only be with me,
right,
by league rules. The next 3 weeks, they go through the program with me, but then they also can go out on the field and spend some group time with their position coach.
Okay.
And then after that 5-week period, you enter a period of time when you can host and conduct your OTAs.
And there is a measurement that you're doing, I assume, from that point that you do get them. I mean, I know it entails everything from whatever shape they're in when they arrive and then going forward. Building up to training camp, building up to preseason, right? I don't want to say a plateau, but is there a point at which they've got are you measuring certain milestones on the way to training camp and on the way to the preseason regular season?
Sure. There's a pathway that you want to go down. And again, it's a lot of it's defined on the basis of what Pat or the position coaches desire in a particular player, what we see them, what they need physically, and the skill set that they need to perform. So we definitely have a pathway. We take them down. And I believe, Vic, that really the key ingredient going into training camp is there's about a 5-week break from the time we have the last of our OTAs,
right,
until we start training camp.
Right.
And we'll definitely have a meeting about that, I guarantee you. But that 5-week period is going to be all important.
Sure.
In that prep time until the time you come into camp.
Yeah, can't let it all go.
Can't let it all go, no question.
A lot of chicken wings and different things that everybody's going to... I know it's what I would do in that part.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the other thing, Coach, is that whatever, as challenging as this might be with the new rules from the collective bargaining agreement, still a heck of a lot better than a year ago when you had nobody until July. I mean, that was a huge...
You are exactly right. We had no way of knowing. But you know what, Vic? I was proud of our guys because, for the most part, they did a good job.
Yeah.
You know,
great.
And not the best of situations for either side.
Yeah, overcoming and adapting.
Yeah.
Kent, great stuff. Fascinating stuff, and we look forward to having you back on with us.
Sure. I enjoyed it, Vic.
All right. He is Kent Johnston, the Browns strength and conditioning coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things,
sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Lube favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay to lose.
Friday at 9, The Ultimate Fighter is now on FX, live.
This is going to be phenomenal.
Yes, this time, The Ultimate Fighter is live.
It's never been done before.
Who will be the next Ultimate Fighter? Friday at 9, live on FX.
Sports Time Ohio is your home for MAC basketball. Tonight, starting at 7, turn to STO for the second round games of the MAC basketball tournament. Michael Ragai and Steve Mick bring you all the action. The MAC basketball tournament second round action tonight, starting at 7, only on Sports Time Ohio.
Today through Sunday, it's America's greatest tire sale. Nowhere in America will you find a bigger or better tire sale than you will find here right now. Now, only at NTV. Today through Sunday, get two name brand tires absolutely free when you buy two. That's 50% off regular retail. With the purchase of alignment and premium installation, you get four tires for the price of two. Today through Sunday, only at NTV. You buy two, you get two free. That's 50% off. Not just a few unbranded tires, but select name brands. Name brands like popular Pirelli, Cooper, and Yokohama tires. Buy two, get two absolutely free. Four tires for the price of two. Day through Sunday, only at NTV. But make no mistake about it, this sale will end Sunday. So don't wait. See your NTV tire store today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later. Today, access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And our questions, the Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. You submit them to the Browns Special Facebook, Twitter pages, Charlie via Facebook. I have a hunch St. Louis is just posturing to bring value to a spot where they aren't going to take a quarterback, that number two overall pick. Who are they targeting? Why don't they take Matt Khalil? Yeah, the big tackle from USC. Why don't we? Well, Khalil is a tremendous player. He looked great in a Browns uniform. I think he'd look probably great in any uniform because he's going to be one of those anchor tackle guys, probably playing in the league for a long, long time. As far as who the Rams are targeting, they've done a nice job of keeping that close to the vest. There's a lot of speculation, though, that maybe this is a Justin Blackmon place for them to, you know, for him to land as a wide receiver. Aaron via Twitter, what would it take to get Peyton Manning to look at the Browns? Then we can get to keep all our draft picks and build the other pieces. I hear you on that one. It would take probably a lot because I think there is going to be a pretty good market for him, but I think any contract for him is going to be carefully designed with a lot of clauses to protect against injury, protect the team against injury. I want to thank Jim Donovan and Kent Johnson and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and Dave DiNatale. Up next, MAC basketball tournament coverage right here, Northern Illinois versus Western Michigan. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.